7.
We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
And a Republican United States nation view. What do you think of that? Listen to this. America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism, it's morality, and it's spiritual life. What is this criminal in office attacking, friends? If we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. Stalin said that. You just thought that was coming straight from the Oval Office, huh?
Yeah. Straight out of the same playbook.
You know, we're sitting here spilling our guts on the radio, shaking the tree, hoping the fruit falls. And so I go back, here's some more emails, talking about DOMA. And all my... I'm trying to figure out... I mean, it's work.
Yeah.
To stay on the right track sometimes and keeping your heart right with issues when people just inundate you with hopelessness. And I'll tell you why they inundate you with hopelessness, because they don't have the faith of Christ that overcomes the world. But you have to encourage. I'm exhorting America right now by taking responsibility, showing you your responsibility and your obligation before a just and a holy God. Let's take Bobby really quick, and we got to get with Troy Newman from Operation Rescue, which I'm looking forward to that very much. Bobby, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Thank you for calling in, sir.
Guys, how are you?
We're doing good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the show.
Amen.
Daily.
Appreciate that.
I just kind of wanted to talk about the abortion issue, on how when I was a teenager, I had a really good friend, and she was wanting an abortion, and though I begged her and begged her not to do it, I wound up being the one to take her to get it. And so afterwards, I felt like, you know, I had blood on my hands, still do. It's completely wrong. It's something that really shook me to my core afterwards, because I went against something that I didn't believe in doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally do. And thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ, which is the propitiation for the sins of the world. And that's what I put my faith in to justify my walk before God, which is by the faith of the Son of God. Justification of faith, my friends, is basically the obedience of Christ. I keep my eyes fixed on Him and believe that He forgave me of all of my sins, my violations before heaven. And it's simple faith, and I can't put my faith in anything outside of the blood of Jesus Christ. But if He said, I'm forgiven for His namesake, I'm forgiven for His namesake. Bobby, that's what repentance is, my brother. Is the fact that I'm sorry for what I did, and I'm standing against it. I'm bringing forth fruits of repentance. I'm standing against what I promulgated or advocated. And that's exactly what it sounds like. Bobby, we go out there and we fight the good fight of faith. We stand up and we fight for the preservation of life. And God's going to have to take care of the rest, because the only thing I can do is turn and look at what Christ did for me and say, Lord, forgive me, for I am a sinner, saved by grace, and I will never turn and be a partaker of anything that will desecrate the memory of what your Son Jesus Christ did for me on the cross. And that's what it comes to.
Yep. And I want to thank you guys. You really opened my eyes. And what I thought I once knew, I know now, was not really the right thing, even from the preachers that I'd heard speak and preach.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know the truth when we hear it. So, so I know you're telling the truth daily.
Amen. Well, thank you, man. Hey, you know what? And you're down south, too.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have the good guys preaching from the pulpits. They're supposed to be thundering from the pulpits. Is that taking place still down south, or?
Not around here. They're really wanting to keep, like, for example, somebody didn't like the way somebody sang, and so they went to the preacher, and they got them not to they told them not to sing anymore in church. So she didn't, and instead of when somebody went and asked the preacher why, he went and jumped on the girl. But, you know, so they're, what he said was, you're going to run all of our people away.
Yeah.
And that's all they're concerned with, so it's sad, really sad.
Are you up near the Ozarks, Bobby?
In the north central part.
Yeah, we've had some experiences up in those Ozarks.
A couple of them. I got ran out of a high school in Arkansas for teaching the Constitution, and then we did one up in the Ozarks.
Yeah.
We're talking, parent protest. Yeah. All five of them, Bobby, they put me on the front page of their news, and they said, parent protest. A whole five parents showed up at the news. Hey, listen, we were breaking news down there.
Yes, you were.
So, anyways, hey, listen, Bobby, we'll be coming back, and again, we appreciate your phone call.
Sure,
and God bless you.
Thank y'all, and y'all take care.
You too, man. Take care, bro. We got Troy Newman from Operation Rescue. Now, before I pull up Troy, again, I just want to reiterate the fact that I was on the phone with him. I think it was yesterday or the day before. His name came up during our trip to Florida. And some of the details were going over as to how his operation, how he ran his operation, his ministry. And I noticed right away that some of the things that were taking place is that some of the bad guys in the abortion industry were actually being thrown in jail. And I said to Heather right there on the spot, I said, we need to talk to this guy. These are the kind of people we need to link with. We need to get the job done. And as I said, and as what it states and scripted right under the Supreme Court or above the Supreme Court building, justice is the guardian of liberty, right under Moses in the Ten Commandments. But I'll let him tell you his story. We got Troy. Hey, Troy, thank you for joining the Sons of Liberty. I appreciate you, brother from another mother.
You know, I'm listening here offline. I'm going, preach it, boys! Preach
Amen.
It!
Amen. Troy,
got the fire.
Now listen, I want to hold you over till the next break. We got 2 minutes, though. Will you give an introduction to the people as to who you are and what it is that you have done? And then we're going to pull you back in right after the break.
You betcha. Okay, my elevator talk is this. If you're familiar with Operation Rescue and what we did back in the late 80s and early 90s, sitting in front of abortion clinic doors and closing them down and winding up in jail for it, I was sitting in jail in the early 90s and I said, hey, this is baloney. I don't belong in jail. We belong outside preaching the gospel. The abortionists belong in jail.
That's right.
So this isn't your mother's Operation Rescue. We turned it on its head, and we started going after these abortionists in a righteous way, exposing them according to Ephesians 5:11, and started putting the law on our side and against them. And we've seen countless abortionists go to jail, get their medical license revoked, close their abortion clinic, babies saved, I mean, again and again. Because God says that if we ask according to his will and to his purpose, he's going to give us what we want.
Come on,
but
brother.
We want abortion clinics to close and babies saved, right?
Yeah, yeah. Man.
So
that's right.
We're more than, I think you said this earlier, more than conquerors.
Amen. This is as rare as hen's teeth.
Yes, it is.
Troy, I
you
mean,
get
do you realize? Listen, I don't. You're my big brother here, okay? So just take it for what it is when it comes at you from me. This is so rare, but it's so refreshing because I don't think that the people in America realize the power they have to right the wrongs. Sure. And yet, this is what you're telling me: is you folks stood up under Operation Rescue and you righted the wrongs and you made sure the bad guy was in jail rather than the good guy going to jail. Is that what you said?
That's exactly it. I remember I'm sitting in jail.
Okay, I got to take a really quick break.
Trespassing.
Okay, hang on a second, Troy. I got to take a quick break. We're going to pull you right back in, and I'm going to let you give us some examples. I'm curious. Tell us some of your stories. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, talking with Troy Newman.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson, from Midas Resources would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Now listen, friends, we're talking to Troy Newman from Operation Rescue. I just caught wind of this guy, if you're just joining us. And we were on the way to Florida, and Heather started talking about Operation Rescue. And I said, well, listen, she started talking about the justice that was taking place. These people actually stood up, and they fought for the freedoms that God gave them, and they stopped the murder of babies in the womb, and they threw the criminal doctors in jail where they belong. And I said to her, I said, listen, we got to get this guy on the radio. I called him. Troy, correct me. I'll stand corrected if I'm wrong on this. I'll be duly rebuked. Now, when I was talking to you, I don't think I talked to you more than 3 minutes, and I said, Troy, just hang on a second. Give me a couple minutes. I need to get you on the radio. That's all I needed to hear. You guys were getting the job done. Will you tell us some of your stories? Folks, we got Troy Newman from Operation Rescue doing the stuff, and this is very refreshing, my friends. But go ahead, Troy. Tell the people what you need to tell them.
Well, let's look from the wide-angle lens and narrow it down. In the past 15 years, now, slow down, you're not going to hear this anyplace else. 70% of the nation's abortion clinics have closed down for good.
Amen.
70%. We were at 2,200 abortion clinics about 15 years ago. We're down to 650 right now.
Amen.
Okay? We're reducing the supply side of the abortion industry. What does that translate in? Saved babies. Because when abortion clinics close, babies are saved. Off its peak, we're saving 400,000 babies every year. Now, how does that happen? Well, people like Brian Finkel, this abortionist that did 20% of all the abortions in Arizona, was actually raping his patients under anesthesia. We started talking to some of these victims, and before the trial was over, 100 women had come forward. He's now serving 35 years to life in Arizona Penitentiary.
Man, you didn't hear that from NBC.
No, never heard that.
I didn't hear that on ABC neither. I didn't hear that on Fox, did I?
Nope. You're not going to hear about Rapeen Ostenhan up in Massachusetts, a Harvard fellow who owned two abortion clinics that killed Laura Hope Smith in the midst of an abortion. He was so incompetent, he didn't have her hooked up to a heart rate monitor. He didn't know that she had died due to an allergic reaction to the medication, the anesthesia, until after the abortion. So then he brings in these quack doctors, like he's you know, a reputable guy, but other fellow quacks, and they sign off on some medical equipment and post-date it or back-date that machine. Well, he went to jail 2 years ago for that crime of manslaughter. Both his abortion clinics are closed. He was forced to cough up his entire estate of $2 million to the victim's families.
I didn't
and
hear
now
that.
The whole Cape Cod area is abortion free.
Amen.
It's gone.
Amen.
It's
praise,
gone.
Praise God, and I mean that with every fiber in my body. Now, I didn't hear that on USA Today, though. I didn't. Hey, as a matter of fact,
that.
Hey, I didn't hear Rush talking about that, and I didn't hear Sean talk about that, and I didn't hear Glenn talk about that neither.
It's the A word, you know, and
yeah.
This is we call it the abortion distortion. When we used to go to court and still do.
Yeah.
It's the you know, they, as soon as you look at a case, remember Lady Justice, she's blind, right? And she's blindfolded, she's got a set of scales, and whatever side is heavier, whatever argument is best, that's the side that wins.
Evidence, that's right.
And you go into court and you say, yada, 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 one side and the other side, yada, yada, and then they mention the A word. Wow. That just distorts everything, and you lose every time. So we have to remove this argument from the realm of abortion and put it into justice.
Amen.
Here's what we say. Social justice, if you believe in social justice, it begins in the womb. It begins in the womb, and those people that are plying their deadly trades in the abortion industry are just as liable to the laws of this country.
That's right.
Medical laws, medical statutes, health codes.
I mean, so they don't have the right to break
practice,
so
murder, et cetera.
What you're telling me, Troy, is they don't have the right to break the law.
They think they do.
That's
and
right.
Because they're killing babies every day,
that's
they
right.
think they're actually above the law,
that's right.
Which gives us a leg up,
amen.
Honestly. Because we go in, I've yet to see an abortion clinic, and I'll make a unilateral statement. I've yet to see an abortion clinic in this country that's not violating the law. And furthermore, I don't think there's an abortion clinic that we can't shut down right now with the laws that are already on the books.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to catch them and get these doggone prosecutors to throw them in jail and shut down their abortion.
Are those state prosecutors you're referring to?
State and local, sometimes a district attorney, sometimes an attorney general.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a medical board that's negligent. We just had a big case in Albuquerque where they charged this late-term abortionist for extreme negligence for performing a very, very late-term abortion in an outpatient setting. You never would have had your wife do this if she was delivering a stillborn, but it was such an extreme complication. This woman almost died. And then the medical board saw the A word. And they ran from it, and they let this abortionist off the hook. We're still following that case, though.
Huh. Can I ask you a question on a law situation here? The prosecuting attorneys or the attorney generals of each state, the states that have outlawed abortion, it is still on the books, but because of Roe v. Wade, they won't prosecute right now. Is it such a noble thought to say, we don't care what the Supreme Court said, this is our state and this is the law in our state, so we are going to prosecute abortions?
I love that because that's what I say.
Yeah.
I said, I don't care about Roe versus Wade.
Exactly.
You know, the center of the universe is not Washington, D.C.
Amen.
That's right, that's right.
And the less they're in my life, the better.
Yep.
The deal is all politics is local, right?
Yep.
Everybody's got to get elected locally.
Mm.
And all abortion is local, too. That means the abortion clinic down the street near your house does abortions by a person, on a person, at a specific location, at a specific time. And they're breaking the law.
Sorry.
Now we need to find out what it is, bring it to the attention of the district attorney, and say, doggone it, if you're not going to prosecute this guy, we're going to get a new DA that will.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Well, that's right.
You would
that's
think.
Well, unseat your little hiney. That's right. Now, Troy, really quick, give me for an instance, give me a day in the life of Troy Newman with Operation Rescue where you actually brought forth one of these prosecutions dealing with one of these abortion doctors. Give me the whole scenario real quick.
Okay. 2 weeks ago, I got a call on the middle of the night about 10 o'clock on a Thursday, found out that Leroy Carhart, the guy that brought partial birth abortion to the Supreme Court twice, just killed a woman. I talked to an inside informant. He gave me the whole scoop of what happened in the hospital, how the botched abortion happened. It was on the front page of the newspaper the next day. It was on Drudge Report. It was everywhere because we broke the story. We controlled the narrative.
Amen.
We then dug down a little further through our investigative reporting and our investigation system that we have here and our private investigators. We found out the poor young woman's name and the details and how it happened. And we compiled a complaint to not only the medical examiner and the medical board of Maryland, but also to the attorney, state's attorney. They have state's attorneys in Maryland. Because we did our research and we found out that when somebody, even through a reckless act, that even though they didn't intend to kill somebody, because of their recklessness or their negligence, they kill somebody, in Maryland, that's called second-degree murder. It's called depraved heart murder in Maryland. So we compiled a report and a complaint and sent it to the attorney general, the state's attorney, and the medical board, and we said, prosecute. And that's just a little sliver, because I work with informants all over the country and work with private investigators all over the country, and we have over 120 open complaints like this one all over the nation.
Amen. Amen. I'm ecstatic. I mean, inside, this is what America needs to know. This is empowering, Troy. How easy is it for the American people to just listen and respond and bring forth the resolve that's so much needed in this country? It can be done.
You know, I'm not a whiner. You know, I mean, we're in the majority here. And the laws are created by the people, for the people.
Hang on a second, Troy. Hang on a second. Did you just say that we're in the minority? You mean, I'm sorry, the majority? Are you telling me that the state-run media is deceiving people on a daily basis into believing that they're the minority rather than easily the majority?
Consistently. Absolutely. Unequivocally. This is exactly what I'm saying.
This is what you're preaching to the choir here. This is what America doesn't understand. Is it's that simple to win the day, because 9 out of 10 people, I can go to the gas station right now, Troy, 9 out of 10 people are saying the exact same thing, but because they have the television set on, they talk the same talk that they were just told to the deceptive media, who only has a 21% approval rating. I don't understand it.
All these people with the stickers on the back of their car says, I don't believe the liberal media.
Yeah.
You believe the liberal media.
That's exactly right. And that's the irony of the whole thing. That is totally it. What states no longer have abortion clinics?
Well, every state in the union has an abortion clinic. Four or five states actually just have one. And we're working. We have a first state project where we're working to get the first state abortion-free since 1973. And I'll tell you some great news. 2 weeks ago, the state of Mississippi issued a letter to the last abortion clinic in Mississippi saying their license to practice medicine has been revoked and they're going to have to vacate. And that's based on just tweaking a little tiny law in the state legislature last year.
Troy,
how
do people get a hold of you? Okay, you know what? I'm going to have to hold you. Troy, I'm going to have to discipline you here. You're going to have to hang on a minute. One more. People got to get a hold of you. Hang on one second.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Law and order exist for the purpose of establishing justice, and when they fail in this purpose, they become the dangerously structured dams that block the flow of progress. Mr. MLK. Folks, I'm talking with Troy Newman from Operation Rescue. I don't want to let you go, man. I've been praying for friends like you, and I don't have any friends. Will you be my friend, Troy?
I don't have any friends. I wish I had real friends like you other than the guys on Facebook. I have far fewer friends in real life.
Isn't that interesting? No, it's really true. When you're leading the way, it's hard to find people that understand the persecution that you go through, the truth that you're establishing. They don't get it because they don't fight this. To them, it's surreal when, in fact, it's not surreal at all. It's very real in our worlds. But, Troy, how do people get a hold of you? Because I am honestly refreshed, and I thank God for answered prayer that I got you on the radio. I'm glad that you came up in conversation. I'm glad there's guys out there doing the same thing. Now, if you don't know who we are, you're the hero here. I'm not going to try to take off your accolades and throw them on myself, but we've done 340 high schools in 22 different states. And to be quite candid with you, we had one school in Kabul, Missouri, of all places, highest crystal methane rate and the highest teen pregnancy rate in the country in Missouri, by the way, it was back then. I had shown a picture of Samuel Armus, the famous picture of the little baby whose womb was open, and he stuck his arm on and grabbed the doctor's finger. I'd actually had a principal come out during that slide and say to the 600 students that were in front of me, if this offends anybody, you can leave. And one student and one teacher got up and walked out. I was advocating life. I started to tell the students, I said, friends, I'm advocating life here, not death. Well, he didn't like that. So 2 minutes later, he comes out and he says, There's an emergency at the school assembly over. Well, he didn't expect the student body and the teachers to stand up and give me a standing ovation and then file down by me and apologize for the actions of their principal. And see, wow. What people don't understand, out of the 341 high schools that we have done, I've had one student come up to me, and it was in Fargo, North Dakota, about 10 years ago. She said, I have an issue with the topic of abortion. I looked at her, Troy, and I said, it's a good thing your mama didn't. And that was the end of the conversation.
What else did you say?
So, as a
former fetus, I have a real problem with abortion.
Amen.
A former fetus.
Now you're a grown-up fetus, right. And I guess that's the point. But, Troy, how do people get a hold of you, man?
I just want to say that I'm really honored to make your acquaintance, to be on this program. I'm plugging you guys in. I want to listen to you online. And if they want to get a hold of me, it's operationrescue.org on the web, operationrescue.org. Friend me on Facebook, Troy Newman. Go to Facebook, open page, Operation Rescue. I think more people are on Facebook today than even Google. So Facebook us, and we'll let you know what's going on, how you can get involved, how you can be a part of being a lifesaver. Calling medical boards, kind of putting a little pressure on these district attorneys. Sometimes it just takes two or three phone calls. That's how we got Rapine Austin on. We aggressively called the district attorney. He finally said, I give, uncle. And he went and prosecuted this guy. This country belongs to us, and I'm not giving it up.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Man, this is, now I think you're my fleshly brother in my spiritual sense. You're my spiritual brother, but you're the big brother I never had. And really, folks, hugs. I mean, this is cool stuff.
Virtual hugs.
How often? Come on, I'm just going to be real candid. Let's just lay it out on the floor here, okay? Lay it out on the table, Bradley.
Lay it out on the airwaves.
How many times I tell my wife, nobody understands. Nobody understands. Now I'm talking to my big brother Troy. Sorry, my big Broy. Hey, that was all in one, right?
That was slick.
Man, and you get it. You get it. You know what?
Yeah.
This is the message of the prophets, brother. It really, truly is.
Yeah.
Bring about
and remember the prophet Elijah after he came down from Mount Carmel and got all those prophets of Baal wiped out and hacked off their heads and so forth. We don't do that today, but they did it back then. He says, oh, I'm the only guy left, And you go, wait a minute, there's 6,000 haven't bowed their knee to Baal.
They've been
hanging out in this cave, and they're just waiting for you to lead the battle charge.
Amen.
I think God's got people like us all over the place. I mean, God can't be unique. I think God works in plurality. In other words, his Holy Spirit doesn't just talk to one person. He's talking to lots of people. Yeah. He's saying, rise up. Rise up. I've given you the kingdom. I've given you the keys to the kingdom. For the power and glory and honor are his. Now go out and charge.
32,000 promises in that Bible.
Yeah, if we were in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up saying, hallelujah, brother. Jesus was radical.
Hey, he's a militant guy.
Thank you, Troy. We appreciate you very much, my friend.
Ditto.
Take care.
You too.
Great guy. This was awesome. What was cool about this whole situation? He just came up.
Yep.
Oh.
Just on the road.
Needle in a haystack.
While we're doing what the Lord has called us to do, guess what? He shows us others that are doing the same thing.
It can be done. And you know what? Because he's in the fight, he sees from the bird's eye view, he sees from within that, wait a second, America, you have the power, again, to do the right thing because God gave it to you. And again, I could see that if you were behind fences, you could say, well, you know what? I mean, you still allowed yourself to be put into that position. But the bottom line, friends, America, you're not there. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. Stand up. And you know what? Deal with the issues. Let corruption fear you. Let the corruption fear you. What are the American people going to do to us next?
That's right.
Don't wait for the Nuremberg trials, friends, to happen after millions are destroyed and countries are destroyed. Deal with them before it takes place because they're not sorry they did it. And that's exactly what you're dealing with this criminal administration. And forget it not, my friends. There's more heart coming out when this man's a criminal.
Yes.
He needs to be called out on the carpet, real questions by the American people.
Mm-hmm.
This is all perpetrated. It's all planned.
Yep.
It's all by design. And I'm sick and tired of it.
Yep.
You know what? Game over. We ain't asking for permission from corruption. It's time to impeach. It's time to deal with the issues at hand, friends, because I'm beginning to see a different spirit in America. Now, this is one. Now, we got to be careful because we have to do this lawfully. But it's one that says, you know what? We will not disarm. That's exactly what I've been waiting for. That's the America that I know right there. We will not disarm. We will not comply with your war against heaven. No way. No way in Jesus' name. That's for my blogger friends. Because that means they, at length, are going to be dealt with according to law.
Amen. Because law is given from who? The lawmaker.
Amen. We shall never be abandoned by heaven while we act worthy of its aid and protection.
That puts responsibility.
Now, you know, if we was in a black church, they'd all be standing up saying, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We about to do
Jesus
something
was
here.
Radical. Was, is radical. Amen. Amen.
When you gonna pick up your weapon?
And I ain't lightly steam. I'm not a lightly steaming. A lightly esteeming the rock of my salvation.
Nope,
I am
sir.
Not.
Nope,
he is king. He's not. A thing of the past. He is. You know, it's like, what would Jesus do? No, what is Jesus doing? Amen.
He's doing it right now. That's his promise.
Hallelujah.
How is the Lord glorified? Wherein we bear much fruit. What is that fruit? That fruit is just like we were talking about with Troy, just like we're doing on a daily basis. We're bringing it forth, taking those promises of his word, and not just putting it down there with enough dust on it so we can write damnation on the cover because it's so dusty. Yeah. We're taking and applying it day by day by day.
We're taking the broom and sweeping off the dust. Dog.
We can never outdo God. How can we outdo God and say, well, you know, Lord, you fulfilled a lot of promises. That's probably about all you're going to do for this generation. No, there's always another promise tomorrow.
Who's this administration afraid of? Real Christians.
That's it.
Who are they attacking?
Always afraid
real Christians.
Of.
What are they attacking? The constitutional republic that God gave.
Right to the source.
Why, what are they afraid of? Those that they attack.
That's right.
What are they afraid of? Those that they attack. Friends, those that they attack. Justice is truth in action. It really, truly is. Read Isaiah 51. Now, friends, as promised, I got to give Jake 15 minutes, and you guys know what that means, right?
No,
absolutely nothing.
You got to hit these points. This is much better. But you know what?
I do want to give a shout out to our because I want to show America that it can be done, and I want America to know that it is being done. I want America to hear the voice of victory, but it's in righteousness. It's not outside of that.
That's right.
It's in the righteousness which Jesus Christ gives.
Yep.
Okay, which are the fruits thereby?
Yep.
Ephesians 5, righteousness, goodness, and truth. It's always in that. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Remember what he said in John 14?
Same in those confines, it's safe.
Yes.
There's always victory.
Absolutely.
I want to bring up a victory, actually.
You're really starting to agitate me. I said 15 minutes coming up, okay? I'm totally kidding. What were you going to say?
Anti-NDAA legislation achieves victories in 3 states, Arizona, Indiana, and Montana. Folks, when they throw it down, it keeps getting appealed and repealed.
It's unlaw, friends.
That's right.
It's not legal what they're doing. So when they call it law, it's not law.
Yep.
You throw it off. It's unlaw. It's unconstitutional. It's not legal, friends. It's simply not legal. They are violating the laws. When you see an unlawful representative, it doesn't matter what he says. You stand up and you resist. You remove him. And if you have to remove him, again, let me remind you, take him a little further and pull the curtains back, and you'll find out there's more crimes being committed by the... What's going to happen when you start digging into these criminals, friends?
Right.
It's all over with. Why is the White House constantly... I just seen this today. I need to slow my roll. Slow. You know what I'm talking about? Positive stuff. Now I'm getting
hold
them. Tell friends, just over the last 5 minutes, I have 3 friend requests, right?
Glory.
That must mean they like me right now. They didn't like what I was saying prior. Well, you want to be a Marine, do you? Well, what's the first thing you do when you go through the basic training? They break you down halfway, and then they build you up. By the way, John Wesley used to preach 90% law, that great field preacher, 10% grace. He understood the gospel. You don't give a glass of water to someone that's not thirsty.
That's right. When you dig the gold.
You don't bring a man to the doctor until he first knows his disease. Right? That's why we call Jesus the great physician. Your sin is before a just and holy God. Jake, I wanted to high-five what you just said.
Yeah.
4 clinics in Wisconsin, abortion clinics, just shut down. 4 abortion clinics in Wisconsin just shut down. See, you're hearing the report of heaven, friends. This is what you're hearing,
that's
the report
grace.
Of heaven.
That's the grace. You got to hear and act on it.
Oh, I got a couple more coming up here.
Part.
But I just want to put a little salt on your tongue, friends, but victories are being wrought all across this country. What's Obama doing? No one's asking. Who's shutting down Obama? America's talking. America's doing. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsofliberty.com, sonsofliberty.com, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to be my friend, Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Be right back.
This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wolf linen blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Now, friends, if you would, go over to the Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Like us, please. Sons of Liberty Radio, like us. If you'd like to be one of my friends, please do. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. We shall never be abandoned by heaven, well, we act worthy of its aid and protection. That is so awesome, encouraging, isn't it? Now, here, ready for this? Okay, come on. As promised, this is for those people that are willing to fight for her freedom and her country. Here's your results, friends. You ready for this? I hope you're sitting down. Now, tell me the last time you heard this. Citizens applaud defeat of firearms ban in Massachusetts. A majority of people attending a town hall meeting in Westford, Massachusetts, responded to the withdrawal of an assault weapons ban by city government with thunderous applause and a standing ovation. They said no. They told their representatives, the representatives that work for We the People, you are not going to do this. They have the roles backwards, friends. For those that are willing, those people out there that are willing to fight for her country and her freedoms, and they appreciate what God gave them. You always can tell who loves God the most, can't you? Those that are willing to fight the hardest. Every sheriff in Florida pledges to protect Second Amendment rights. Victory. On Sunday, February 17th, 67 sheriffs in the counties of Florida have signed a pledge declaring that they not only support the Second Amendment, but that they will protect the right of the people to keep and bear arms. 67, that's every single county in the state. Have you called your local sheriff? And if he says he's not sure, get rid of him. He swore to uphold the Constitution that he's not sure if he's going to magnify and uphold.
Ooh.
Let's go back to Tallahassee. Let's go to Tallahassee. Tallahassee, Florida.
A lot of good things happening in Florida.
Florida's Stand Your Ground law works and should not be overturned, but the standards of neighborhood watch groups should be looked at by the legislature, a state task force concluded Friday. The 44-page report released by Republican Governor Rick Scott's office, and people have a right to feel safe and secure in Florida and have a fundamental, foundational right to stand their ground and defend themselves from attack. Good for them.
Think about that. You've got the right to defend yourself if you're attacked.
Well, what you're hearing is you're hearing those that work for you agreeing with the oath that they swore to uphold.
Oh, good for them.
That should be expected. Yeah. But this is, see, what they're doing is when the vilest of men are exalted, what does the Bible say? That the wicked are on every side. That's exactly what this criminal is advocating. He wants others to act out what he's doing. See, what the American people need to do is turn and deal. Just like in Europe, Jake. Remember the picture? You talked about this
right
earlier. Go ahead, share the story.
Yep, the cops came to wrestle down some unruly protesters outside of Parliament. And
before
they knew it, they turned around and saw that those same police were then surrounded by even more protesters.
Yes, so it backfired. The people stood up against those.
Yep. As a matter of fact, today is the day of resistance. I don't know if many of you are going out to your capitals today.
Yes.
But it is happening today. There is thousands, multitudes of thousands. I talked to a Tea Party yesterday out in the Sacramento area. They're going to a day of resistance. She said it just all of a sudden came up within 3 weeks all over the country.
Yes.
People are marching as a day of resistance.
Yeah, now keep in mind again, I just got to interject this again. This individual is trying to create domestic insurrection.
Yep.
Friends, listen to what I'm telling you. The revolution has already started. He's appointed to create chaos.
Yep.
That's all he's doing. That's why he's attacking every fabric of society and the republic. He is the one, as well as his administration, need to be held legally accountable for the laws of the republic that he and his administration have broken.
That's right.
That's what's happening. It's beginning to backfire, friends.
Just like Troy just said, it's all on the books. The laws are there. They need to be enforced.
How the problem is most people, if they read the Constitution, they would know where the stick is crooked by laying the straight one next to it.
Hey, speaking of that, we have a Constitution course coming up next week.
Okay, but hang on a second.
First day of that.
Okay. We're talking about victories of people willing to fight for her freedoms and her country. 650,000 people showed up 2.5 weeks ago in Washington, D.C., protesting this criminal in office and his murderous schemes through abortion. Did you hear about that, friends? Probably not. A federal court ruled in favor of Julie Ward, an Eastern Michigan University. Let me put this into perspective, though, when we're saying this so people understand. A federal court ruled in favor of Julie Ward, agreeing with what the Constitution and the laws of our republic in which they state, ruled in favor of Julie Ward, because they are ruled by the same laws that we are, friends. They are not called to be activists. They are not called to legislate law from the bench. There to interpret. End of story. A federal court ruled in favor of Julia Ward on Eastern Michigan University. Go ahead, Jake.
I was just going to say that is a dangerous thing, actually. The judges are not to interpret. They're only to apply. Because when they start to interpret, then all of a sudden, well, I think that means this. No.
I am duly rebuked.
It's just an important thing because that's where it all started. Then, if they can interpret, well, what does the Supreme Court say about it? Who cares? They're the referee.
That was my point, though.
Yeah, that's
my
exactly
point
right.
was is that these that rule from the bench are not above the law. That's
no,
what I'm
not.
Trying to put in perspective.
They don't create the law. They don't interpret the law. They just apply the law. That's it.
What did I say? Interpret?
Yeah.
I am duly rebuked. I apologize.
But this is moving towards
direction. No. I would have went after you for that one. All right? All right. So a federal court ruled in favor of Julia Ward, an Eastern Michigan University, EMU, a graduate student represented by ADF, Alliance Defund. Defund. I'm, boy, oh boy. Can I get another glass of water, please? Got to sanctify the mind. Graduate student represented by Alliance Defending Freedom Attorneys who was expelled from a counseling program for her Christian beliefs. Oh, my gosh. Friends, when people violate your Christian beliefs, it's just like, it's on.
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
On.
That's what
no,
I hear.
Yes, it's
yeah,
on.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a major victory for religious freedom on campus for Christian students in Michigan and across the nation. Friends, let me tell you this. When people ask me, so how are the students in public schools reacting? They are kicking up against this rebellious, lawless administration.
Amen.
You just need to understand that.
Amen.
They really are. They're tired. They know they're being lied to. They're just, again, trying to figure out why their pastors and their parents love them so much as to send them into state, well, let me say it this way. Indoctrination centers.
That's what they are.
That's a better way of saying it. Another victory.
And the kids know what's happening.
Yeah, here's another victory. We ate today, did we not?
Yes,
praise
we
God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. We bless your holy name, and we forget not all of your benefits. Who healeth all of our diseases. Bless your holy name, Father God, in Jesus' name. For you are worthy to be praised in every sense of the word. You are an awesome God. We still have our country. This country's too young to die. And America needs to stand up and fight for it. And if it's going to be the young that have to pay the price, join the ranks, friends, because we are winning the day. I didn't say it was going to be easy, but we are winning the day. The Beckett Fund, along with Professor Douglas Laycock of UVA Law School, secured the most significant religious liberty decision in the past half century when the United States Supreme Court unanimously agreed with their position and upheld the rights that God gave them of religious organizations to choose their own ministers. You think? Heather, come on. Let's bring something up. Let's pull it up to date a little bit here. Jake, you can duly rebuke your wife, please.
Well, I think at this point, right now, what we just did this last week, I'm thinking of the 16-year-old
kid. This is why things don't change, Jake.
That's right.
You're not rebuking.
Well, I've got 2 minutes. I want to share this.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you got it. We got it one more. You're right. I am so sorry.
So,
wow.
What just happened in Spanish River with the school that we just did? You have a 16-year-old student. When the school came and said, you can't do this, it was almost like a snicker in his heart. And he said, oh, really? That was his response. Oh, really? I can't, huh?
Really?
Well, now I'm going to show you how I'm going to.
That's right.
And that's what this generation is. When I hear people say, oh, you know, your religious
Jake.
Liberties or this or this or
Jake,
this.
I hear it coming on.
Yes.
If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying? You know what they'd
be saying? Y'all got the wrong attitude about who God is. God is a militant God.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's what I was hearing. That's what I was hearing. Go for it, Jake.
I like that system.
He was radical.
And
he
folks,
is radical.
And folks, you have to understand and realize that's a day-by-day process that we walk in and live in. Just like Troy with Operation Rescue, this is our life every single day. We are looking for the victory because there is no other option to us. And we want you to be a part of that. Become a son or daughter of liberty. The way you do that is go right to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the left side, click support our cause for justice.
We need the help, friends. We truly do.
It gives you your options. You can do it in a variety of different ways, folks. And it's not all just monetary, but we appreciate your prayers. But we need the service. We need tangible results in the way we get that.
And this is the needs of the people so we can get
That's
to
right.
them, friends. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio. Jake, did I uphold my promise?
Always.
Did I do all right?
Oh, yeah.
Besides the fact that I said something wrong and you rebuked me in front of everybody.
Hey, I had already forgotten about that.
Hey, by the way, Carrie. Docking $50, all right? Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Again, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become our friends. And, folks, support the cause
Amen.
Because it's your cause.
Right.
See ya.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.